Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am wrapping up the last few episodes where I'm doing a mid-year reflection. And today's episode is called So You've Released, Now What? And in today's episode, I'm talking about or sharing the experiences of the last few episodes where I have been looking at the year and what I did and, you know, the direction that I'm trying to go into and evaluating, really, for lack of putting it a better way, you know, if what I set out to do at the beginning of the year is still relevant, what needs to be released and what needs to be doubled down on, and if changes need to be made, the emotions and the releasing of the baggage. And so today, what I'm inviting you into is the space after you have already identified, I've let go of all of this stuff. Now it's, we'll say that calm. Some people may call it the calm before the storm. I'm going to call it the space in between. When you've made a decision about something, you know you're moving into something else, or you've released something and you know you're going into something else or evolving into something else, and you don't really know what that something else is. What does it look like? What does it feel like? None of that information is fully clear yet. So I'm going to take you back in time and share the experience that I had that highlights this particular episode today. So it was a few days ago, actually. It was like 6 days ago. And I woke up and it was later than I normally wake up. It was around 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'd had a super solid sleep. So I was feeling very, very rested. I slept for 8 hours, and that does not happen regularly. And as soon as I woke up, I already could feel into the energy of the day that the day was going to be different. The energy, now some people might say, oh, well, it's morning. I know what my energy feels like in the morning. This was different. It was calmer. It was quieter. It was, some might even use the word blah. It was very neutral. It wasn't positive. It wasn't negative. It was just neutral. It was there. And the energy within myself while being different, the energy around me was equally different. My partner that morning was intense. He was really, really tense. And I remember at that moment, I was just kind of like, oh, he's like really, he's hot today, right? This is the morning. Like, this is first thing in the morning. Okay, maybe not first thing in the morning, but a few hours into the morning. And he was like really intense. And I remember consciously in that moment just being like, okay, that's his energy. This is mine. I'm going to protect my energetic space, and I'm not going to allow that energy to infiltrate my space. And that can sometimes be really, really challenging. It takes a real awareness, a real consciousness, and a real intention. We've all had the experience where you go into a room that's happy and excited and vibing high, and it's contagious. You jump in there and you're, woohoo, it's a party, right? You've equally had the experience where the vibe is low, people are Eeyore, wah, 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 or I think that's Charlie Brown, whatever. Anyways, you get the point. The energy is low, and that is equally contagious. And in this moment, I was just like, I don't quite know what my energy is going to be today. Right now, it just feels very neutral, and I'm going to hold the container of this neutrality. I'm not going to allow myself to be pulled into whatever has got, like, whatever is ruffling his feathers today. And that's really the foundation of a lot of today's episode, because in that moment, what I was choosing to do was to hold my container. I was not trying to fix his. But at the same time, I was not allowing his to come into me. And when you're in this space of releasing something, there's a void. And scientifically speaking, when there's a void, things try to fill it, right? Things want to naturally fill that void. And because I know that I'm in this space of like, I've released so much and I'm waiting for something to come in. I don't know what it looks like yet, but I have to hold this container, this energetic container, until this information arrives. And I'm not gonna muddy it or messy it any more than it needs to, because I'm really good at doing that all by myself. So I don't want anybody else messing with it, right? So what's interesting is like all of the awareness that went on with this, right? You know, normally I would, like I said, feel the pull to like, what's wrong? Can I fix it? How can I help? La 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 da 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 da. None of that happened. If anything, it was one of those days where I was like, I'm just gonna go into my office and I'm just gonna create because that's what I feel called to do. And these days don't happen very often. Usually I leave my creating for weekends, evenings, holidays, those kinds of things. And my office time is very focused because it requires so much cognitive energy and space that it doesn't really allow for anything else. But this is one of those examples of following the nudges when they come. So remember, in the previous weeks, I talked about releasing all of this stuff. Right, whatever it is. Now we have this void, and I know that I don't have full clarity on what's supposed to fill this new space, but I know that I need to keep the container and the channel, being myself, clear, open, and ready to receive, and not feeling the urgency to fill it with other people's stuff or to even fill it with my own stuff. And this happens all the time. So on this day, I go into my office and I just moved into creation mode. And I spent a lot of time just working on the things that I felt needed to be dealt with or worked on in that particular moment in time. And they were all very, very creative. So it almost felt like that morning, the energy was already very primed to just not be in this divine masculine energy of do, push, get things done, check. Like that was not the energy of the day. The energy of the day was very much sit and be in the space, be in the void, be in the silence and the quiet, and find and be okay with that. I don't even want to say find comfort with it. I'm not even going to say that I was comfortable with it. I'm going to say sit in a space, regardless of whether there was comfort in it or not, and just be there. And instead of rushing to fill it, I did exactly that. And if you've listened to the previous three episodes that kind of lead up to this point in time, you can understand that there was like already so much work that was like going on. And so this rest period, for lack of putting it a better way, was absolutely earned, absolutely needed, and absolutely honored. So for those of you who may or may not have listened to the previous three episodes to this one, there were a couple of episodes where I talked about, again, first evaluating where you are in the year, recognizing what you need to release, the grief and the sometimes sorrow that can go that you can experience when you have to, like, when these things actually come to the surface. And that's what the last episode was actually about, was when the surfacing comes. And how did I prompt the surfacing? It was just feeling called to do a spiritual fast. And I did a series of 2 weeks in a row, and lengthier fast, not days and days on end, but I think 46 hours and 50 hours on the other one. And what surfaced was extremely powerful. And as I should know on this journey better than most, is like what you go in with in terms of like what you think you're going to get and what you do get are usually two totally different things. I went in with a very clear intention. And the divine showed me something that I thought was completely unrelated. I was like, what is this? Where is this coming from? What does this have to do with what I asked for? And that's why the journey is not linear. It can be very frustrating for people, but I think that that's part of the magic and the fun of it is that you don't actually know what you're going to get. You go in with your very human, logical mind of this is what I'm going to solve. That's my divine masculine. This is what I'm going to solve. The divine feminine was, oh, this is what showed up. Okay, let's get curious about it. What's behind this? What's really going on here? Let's dig in. Let's snuggle down and interact with this new awareness that's come up. And so what I realized, and I think the reason why this particular episode needed to be shared is because, like myself, most people, the moment we release something, we immediately try to fill the space. And so I wanted this episode to say, please try not to, or if you try, catch yourself and just sit with it. Don't just, you'll know. We have these hits all the time. You know because you feel it. You know it because you get excited. You get lit up. You start to get really excited. And it's like the ideas start to come like in a fast, frenzied flurry. Sure, write those down. Don't do anything with it. And then still sit in that space. And I think it's because we don't love being by ourselves. Really by ourselves, really in the quiet, in the emptiness, because it's really raw and it's really exposed. And I can remember for many years when I was keeping myself busy, as the why I do not love that word, but a friend of mine had said it so succinctly. She said, you keep yourself busy so that you don't have to engage with the things that you really don't want to engage with. And I poofed that away and I said, girl, you don't know what you're talking about. And kept on with my super busy life. And many years later, as the divine would have it, I had lots and lots of time to be with self. And I remember at first feeling terrified that I was not going to like being by myself. And in a lot of ways, I didn't. I can think of all the ways I avoided being by myself. And I do not mean in the obvious ways. I mean in the ways that people engage in things that don't allow you to actually sit and feel what is actually going on within you. And once I was able to recognize, another friend's mom said this, and this is juicy. So she had said, no matter where in the world you take yourself, no matter where in the world you go, you have to take yourself with you. And I loved that line because it was also equally true. If you don't like yourself, it doesn't matter where you go, who's with you, what's going on, you will never be able to like just sit and be with yourself. So this period in my life was like this divine enforced being with self. And the interesting thing was, is once I was able to like let go of all of the distractions that were keeping me and my real emotions like separated from each other, once I was able to like break down that wall and take down those bricks and really begin to engage with those parts of myself, oh, it was beautiful. Painful, yes, but the beautiful part was is I actually really enjoy myself. That's the truth. I can spend hours by myself and find endless numbers of things to do or be or occupy. And here I am talking about all the things that I would do and be, but the biggest point is, of course, is that I could be with myself without being in panic. So this might resonate with those of you who like living by an agenda or living by a calendar, or really like to fill space with things. This is an invitation to not move into that, not grasp the thing to make you feel safe because it's a safety net, right? When you look at a calendar and it's empty, we start to tell ourselves stories. That's exactly what those are. They're stories. I really strongly invite you and encourage you to just sit in the void for a little while. We grab, we force, We pivot, we chase, we do all of these things. That's divine masculine energy. This is an invitation for the divine feminine part of you to just receive. And in order to receive, you kind of, there's a few things that need to happen. You got to be open to it. So in other words, ready to receive. And you have often, I can't speak for everyone else, but in my experience, the juicy nuggets of what's next almost always comes in the most unexpected, quietest moments. And it's just this idea that I latch onto. And once I start like really turning it over within myself, like asking the questions, that's when the excitement comes, because I can feel the excitement of, oh, I got it. This is it. This is the one. So that is what I would really, really encourage you to do when you find yourself at this spot. So we are going to take our first break. And when we come back, what we're going to talk about a little bit more is when the release happens in multiple areas of your life at once. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I'm talking about So You've Released, Now What? In the previous episodes of this really four-part series, the sentiment has really been around the mid-year point when we are possibly evaluating, looking at what we planned in the beginning of the year and what's coming next, what we need to keep, what we need to release. And this particular episode is great. I've made all those decisions. I did all of that work. Now what do I do? It's quiet. Now what? And in the first segment, I was talking about resisting the desire to hurry up and fill that void with something now that you've released it, because it's a trap. It could be a trap that we will fall into. And you know, the thing about this particular journey, and I say this to people often, it's not in isolation. In fact, I was having a conversation with somebody not that long ago, actually now I recall exactly who it was, and it's funny because the external assessment that someone was making about me was that, and I love it, so I'm going to laugh while I say it. Oh, it must be so nice to like just, you know, be living your best life and having all this time to like really focus on self. Yes, I have time. I have adult children. That's what happens when you have adult children. I have lots of time in one way, in terms of not having to feed and diaper and change and do all of those things that young children require. I've earned that. But it's not like I'm sitting on some mountaintop by myself chanting mantras all day, doing breath work, like doing all these things by myself 24 hours a day, 7 days. I've been at this intentionally for like 10 years. Intentionally. It is a practice. It is a daily embodiment. It is carving out small snippets of time for myself in the day where I can practice these things. And it took me a really long time. And the reason I bring that up is because it's exactly that. It's a practice. It's not perfection. It's progression. It means that, you know, if you listened to the episodes immediately preceding this, there was a whole scenario in there where I was having a full in real life meltdown and still had to figure out how to show up at work, mask firmly in place, tears at the eyes, lump of grief in my throat, and still using all of the practices that I talk about to keep myself in place. Now, some people will be like, oh, you weren't honoring what you needed that day. Hey, man, there's lots of things we need to do on a daily basis. I have people that report to me. I have a responsibility that I still have to commit to. If I was really, really overwhelmed, then yes, I would have taken the time. But the point I'm trying to get at is that there is a way to integrate these practices into your day-to-day life without collapsing under life, but also engaging with it in a very spiritual, embodied, and practical way. So the reason why I bring this up is because it's not tidy. That's the point that I wanted to make. It's not compartmentalized. It's not something that you park over here and you say, okay, I'm going to take out that spiritual practice later today and I'm going to see how. No, that's not what I'm talking about, because life is complex. I don't want to say messy because it's beautiful, but it's complex. So this next piece is about what happens when this is happening, like this release is happening on so many different levels. And in my own experience, going back to the fasts, what came out of those fasts? A lot of information came out of those fasts. The first one was clear direction. There were things that I didn't even have to question because it just made so much sense. It was like connecting the dots in my mind. I was like, oh, whew, okay. That I need to take care of. So that was a decision. That's defined masculine. I did it. So now that decision is done. Check it off the box or check it off the list. The next thing was surrender, right? The things that I just needed to release and just kind of have some faith and trust in that. The release was two different pieces. It was releasing what doesn't serve and also releasing the expectation around the way things should be. I hope that lands and that makes sense. And that's just wisdom. And then the last piece is the piece that we're really talking about here today, and that's the stillness. And that's the divine feminine. That is the sitting in reception. That is the trust. That is the not needing to force. That is the most difficult part for. And this, when I use divine masculine, divine feminine, please be clear. It is not a gender thing. The energy sits within all of us. And we need both. You need both to walk this walk. And you use both, whether you're conscious of it or not. The divine masculine is that action-oriented doing, decision-making. Like, it's the right side of the body. It's doing something. The left side of the body, the divine feminine, is all about receiving. It's softer. It's waiting. It's stillness. It's being in flow. That's what this is. That's what I'm talking about. So what I witnessed in my own experience these last few weeks was that the more, and there was the one morning where I remember I was so frustrated that I was literally trying to force the answer into my consciousness. And I don't know if you guys can resonate with this visual, but it's like the harder you chase something, the more it eludes you. It's like it's just outside of your reach. You can touch it. It's almost there, but you can't quite get it. And that is the energy that and I know when I'm doing it, I can always feel it. And so what I try to do instead, and I've been doing this these last few weeks, and I got to tell you, it's like, it's been really beautiful with what has come up instead. So instead of like sitting in that morning where I was trying to force this thing to make sense to me, had a reminder, and then really was reminded at the end of the day, there's no need to force. It'll come when it's ready. And that's exactly how this work operates. And so instead, what ended up happening after I tried the force piece is it's just usually an idea that like tickles the fringes of my mind. And I say tickles because it's almost like a, hey, look over here. And if I ignore it, and I'll ignore it, I'll be like, yeah, I'll talk, we can deal with that later. But then it comes back and it makes itself more present in my mind. And that's how I know when this is something that is trying to come into my consciousness, trying to surface, because it's something that a direction that I might need to go into. Now, a lot of this is discernment. And that's why I come back to this being a intentional journey. For some of you, this could happen really, really quick. And if that's you, man, I am happy for you, genuinely. For me, I would say over the years, I had like so much stuff that I needed to like unpack, let go, release, grieve, all this other kind of stuff. It's constant. It's a constant cycle. It never ends. But what I've realized now is the discernment is what has gotten much sharper and much faster, because now when that thing actually does come, I can see it, and I can see it very, very clearly. So the trick for you is that while you're sitting there waiting, just that's the most difficult part, is that waiting. And for those of you who are really, really action oriented, the only advice that I can offer for you is just write the ideas down. You'll know, because once you get the thing that is the answer that you're looking for, when you get it, you will know. And do not expect it to be linear. Do not, because during the fast, those are the expectations I set for myself. Nobody set that expectation. I just set it for myself. I was like, this is the intention that I'm going in with. And this is the answer this is the clarity I'm seeking. And it literally took me on like such a windy road. And the way that I would describe that to somebody now is I would say, it's the thing that needed my attention first, because as it's been explained to me, and as I've seen in my own experience, it's very layered, this whole thing. It's very, very layered. And so we might have this desire to get to like this specific spot that's like down here, we'll say, right? This is the intention. But we don't see all the layers in between. And so when I did the fast and it was like, okay, first you got to deal with this thing. Okay, great, done. Now you got to deal with this thing. Okay, great, done. So now you can see that I'm literally peeling back the layers so I can finally get to the clarity that I'm seeking on this thing. But it's like 7 layers down. And that's like really the frustrating part for those of us who are very action oriented, very masculine energy oriented, is that we want to hurry up and rush to that spot. But as it's been shared with me and as I've seen, if you rush past the lessons, the experience, well, number one, you're missing out on the experience. And this whole thing is an experience. It is meant to be an experience that we engage in, not rush through. We're going to get to the end of our time here. And did you want to rush through it? Or do you want to enjoy the good and the bad, the joy and the sorrow, because it's all part of the experience? So that's number one. It's an experience. Number two, I don't know about you guys, but I really dislike redoing difficult lessons. I do not like it at all. Not even a little bit. And the difficult lessons are the ones that you hate, that keep coming back over and over and over and over again. And you think it's somebody outside of you, but it's really the universe that is saying, hey, this is something you're putting out there. Do you want to take a look at it so we can move on from this level? So that's the reason why I'm saying slow down, wait, sit in the void, wait for the guidance. It will come. You might not recognize it immediately, but this is where we begin to build the practice muscle of recognizing the guidance when it comes, recognizing the intuitive hit. whatever you want to call it, when it comes. And you can't do that if you're up here and doing. You won't get it. You won't hear it. You won't see it. You'll blow right past it, and you're just going to have to come back and do it all over again. So that is, I know I didn't tell you anything other than you just got to sit there. And I guess maybe part of what you can do for yourself while you're sitting there and waiting is like those journal, the things that help you kind of, I'm such a mental person. And what I mean when I say that is like, I do a lot of processing in my mind. So I use all the communication tools I possibly can to bounce these things off. And sometimes, yes, it is a lot of work, but you know, I journal, I use voice memos, I write, I type, I like do all of these very tactile things so that I can feel like I'm doing something. But what I'm actually doing is I'm processing, I'm receiving information and I'm processing it in real time. I can go back to what I've produced and figure out what's for me and what's not for me. But I am in a receiving state, whether we realize, and I'm not acting on anything, I'm simply receiving. I'll do the discernment later, but first let me receive. So we are going to take our next break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the evidence and what I have lived and how this really all integrates together. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am talking about So I've released, now what? And in the first couple of segments, and even over the last few weeks, I've been talking about this very intimate experience that I've been living in regards to the midpoint of the year. And we all set goals of some sort near the end of the previous year or the beginning of the new year. And we have these plans. And life is very dynamic. It's always shifting, it's always shaping, it's always doing something. And so what made sense in one point with some information might not make sense as we evolve through the year and more information becomes available. So what I'm talking about is being at the halfway point of the year and when we realize that there's some shifting that needs to happen. I was very, very intentional with this part of the year, as I have shared, choosing to do a couple of extended fasts and seeing what would come up. And in the last segment, what I was talking about was action, stillness, and discernment. So in case it wasn't very clear, what I want to be able to show you or connect the dots on is the action, the stillness, and the discernment. So the action was twofold. It was the choice to do something, which was the fast, which brought about stillness because everything gets real quiet. There's And I mean, it gets really, really quiet. In fact, it gets so quiet. Actually, it's funny because it gets quiet and loud all at the same time because it gets quiet, but then there's like the noise of your belly telling you that it's hungry and it needs to be fed. There's that, but like once you deal with that, there's just this void. So it's a good practice. If there's anybody who wants to begin to understand how to engage with this action, like this divine masculine, divine feminine energy, a really great place to practice it that I can think of that's super easy. And of course, talk to your doctor if you are someone who needs to. Try a fast. Because it's something that you're doing or not doing, but it's still an action. You're making a choice, and the void is no food. Yes, you can have water, but it's also creating this vessel, this very, very clear, clean vessel to receive information. So you've got the divine masculine of the action, you've got the divine feminine of waiting and being this vessel. And then the receiving comes. And then the third part of that is you will receive. It might not take the form that you think it should. It might not take the form that you want it to. It might not even answer the question or give you the clarity that you thought it should. So the best advice that I can give you here is zero expectations. Let go of every single idea of what you think it should do or what you think it should be or how you think it should show up. Get rid of all the shoulds. And then when you get on the other side of that, and you have the clarity. So this is now you're moving through this, right? Now you might have some ideas on what needs to be released. For me, it was very clear. And I think I'm pretty sure I shared on one of the previous episodes that I came out saying, oh my gosh, I'm still holding on to this married name. I'm divorced. Why am I still holding on to this married name? And it's so tiny, but I know that it's not tiny. I was literally journaling about it this morning. It's a name. It has a frequency. It is a meaning. And holding on to it energetically sends so many signals that I was not trying to send. So that's what I mean when I say the clarity came and I did not even hesitate on the decision. I was like, oh, I need to go back to my maiden name, like right now. Don't even need to like think about that one. Although a coach of mine did say, you might want to begin to process the emotions around that. Yeah, we'll get to that later. I mean, I've been processing the emotions for years. But the point is that the clarity came and I made a decision, and that is the divine masculine in action. The other things were so much more subtle. The other things that came up were more around in the energetic world, the things that you need to release, right? The things that, yes, the name was a very obvious one, but release can be people, it can be ideas, it can be beliefs, it could be reframing stories, right? Because when we reframe a story, we're releasing a previous version of that story. It could be even previous versions of yourself. There's so many things that we can begin to release. And the most fascinating part of all of this was that I immediately began to see the changes in my world. It was lightning fast because it was like I felt different. I felt energetically different. I felt lighter. I felt clearer. I felt more patient, not as needing to like have an answer. And I've embodied that energy for a very long time where it's like, you know what, I can put a pin in this, right? Some people would say that's avoidance. I don't. I call it discernment. There's a time to act and there's a time to wait. And I feel like the discernment of those two energies has gotten much, much sharper by this very intentional act. And I'm not saying it in the way of like trying to talk you into like doing this thing or doing that thing. This medium is simply meant to give you ideas of things that I have tried, that things that I have practiced, and what I have received as a result for them. So what I'd like to share with you here is that ultimately when we release things, it's not just an intellectual release, it's an energetic release. It sends an entire message out to the universe, and it shows up in ways that we just don't even experience and or can't even expect. And that's exactly what had happened with this. And so that's why my strongest suggestion throughout this whole thing has been let go of the ideas of how you think that this should look, because it won't look at all the way that you think it should look. And that release was like not even just, you know, the obvious thing like releasing names. Releasing names. It was also about like using my body as a practice within this, right? So there'd be days, like, for example, there was a day last week, actually this week, where I was getting into a vehicle and then all of a sudden there was like this knot that I could feel on my back. I'm like working it out right now because I'm like looking for it, but it was like super sharp. And it was like behind my shoulder blade on my left side, like just behind my heart center. Like I could point it out if somebody was looking, but it was like deep. Like it was absolutely deep. There was no massage that was going to get it. And it was painful and it was deep. And I read those things like, oh, there's something really deeply rooted there energetically. And this is the process of that work, right? Really paying attention to your body. It's great to exercise and work out and drink water and get your 10,000 steps in a day. But I am a firm believer that really paying attention to your body is more than that. It is paying attention to what you feel in your body, because that gives you so many cues on what's still lodged in there energetically. And so in this entire process of like this fast and the things that were surfaced, like you can just see all the layers that I was just talking about, right? Do this fast. All this stuff obviously comes to my consciousness. I make decisions. I release some things. I'm waiting for some things to come to me. But then what else surfaces? This thing in my body that is like super deep. And just through the process of like continually working through this cycle, continually working through it throughout this week, it's like gradually just kind of released itself. And that's the other part of this process, right? I couldn't rush this. This deeply embedded knot that I clearly said that there was no massage therapist that was going to access this. This had to be approached in a very different way. This goes back to what I was saying about you can't force this. So I didn't try. I didn't try to force this thing out of my body, whatever it was. I just literally just, I asked it. It sounds maybe silly to some people, but if your body is always talking to you, then why not talk back to your body? And that's what I would do. I would just, you know, ask it to show me what is this about? What are you asking me to release more on? And usually when these things just come to my conscious mind, I go with that and I start to take it where it wants to be taken. And I'm telling you, it's late in the week and this thing started like on a Monday and I can barely feel it now. There was not a massage therapist that was going to, maybe there would be, I don't know. But the point that I'm getting at is that I didn't need a massage therapist just by engaging with my body in this very same cycle, right? There's this action. So this pain, I'm talking to my body, so more action. The release is like, okay, encouraging it, like it's okay to let it go, journaling, you know, what is it, so on and so forth, and then waiting for it to do its thing. And here we are. I'm feeling so much better. And so all of that to say, don't rush to fill the void. Just enjoy what comes up. Don't rush to the end because there's so many layers. And it's like once you begin to like see that it's not logical at all. It's not 1 + 1 = it's not any of those things. I mean, maybe in some people's world, but in my world, it's not. It really just becomes such a very magical and exciting and surprising experience. And I don't know about you guys, but as an adult, I personally really enjoy being surprised. I used to say, I don't say this anymore, but a former version of myself would say, I don't like surprises. That is not true. Not at all. I love surprises. And I find myself being very pleasantly surprised on a daily basis when I move into this very intentional work in terms of the divine masculine, divine feminine, the discernment, all of it. So Next, we are going to take our final break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about the practice and what it means to being the channel and being the vessel to actually receive this information. Because as I've said on previous episodes, the divine is talking to all of us all the time. You just need to figure out how to quiet down all the exterior noise so you can begin to hear what wants to be said that's already sitting within you. So we will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am talking about So You've Released, Now What? Before we go ahead and wrap up this episode, I do want to invite you to please go ahead and give me a review on your favorite listening platform so that I can continue to bring this content to you for those who need it, who hear it. I'm assuming that if it landed in your feed or in your awareness somehow, that this is something that the divine wants you to have. It is not an accident. It is not a coincidence. I do not believe in those things. It is guided. So with that, now just in wrapping all of this up, I've talked a lot about all of the stuff, right? The doing, the being, the receive. Actually, I talked about the receiving, but I didn't really talk about how to prep yourself for that, right? Because the truth is like, you know, I said earlier in this particular episode that I've been really intentional with this for like 10 years, something like that. And the truth of the matter is, and you know, this is a lot of what Pavitra Leadership is meant to address, is that it's, when I say it's intentional, it means that we can't really, or it's difficult. I won't say we can't. I'll say it's difficult or can be challenging to begin to access these parts of yourself in a way that is meaningful for you and the collective if you haven't really started to deal with whatever wounds you're carrying, whatever, you know, pain from the past. We all have stories that we're telling ourselves. Every single one of us have some kind of story. I don't know how you go through life unscathed, to be honest with you. And I think that a lot of what I sometimes gloss over is that work, right? That very active, intentional work over the years of like really peeling back the layers of this creation of this life of mine, this co-creation, right? And it took me a really long time to get to the place to understand that the life that I was living, that I was not happy with, was fully my co-creation with the divine, fully. And I've said that to some people, and they don't love when I say that. Personally, for me, I found it to be extremely freeing because it meant when I could see it, when I could witness it, when I could understand, as much as you can manifest positive things, you can also manifest things that you don't like. And as soon as I could see that, it didn't absolve any of the experiences that were done to me. It didn't say, oh, that person or that thing is without blame or fault. But I could see that I was emitting a frequency that brought that experience into my life. And so I would encourage you, and I saw this very, very recently with someone who's very close to me. I love them dearly. And this person just had the most beautiful weekend. They were very intentional. They loved on themselves. They took themselves on dates, and they were just doing the things that made them feel loved the way they wanted to be loved. I shit you not. 3 days later, this person gets a DM from somebody that's been admiring them from afar and wants to spend time with them. So, of course, this person reaches out to me, and I said, I'm personally not surprised. When you emit a frequency, the universe, there's laws to this. You know, some people say that it doesn't make sense. It absolutely does make sense. I'll share the book one day. There's like 23 laws to the universe. And this is like a law of frequency, a law of resonance. The universe must respond to what you are emitting. So if you emit love and peace and happiness and gratitude and not in a performative way, that's why you got to do the work so you can get to that in the way that's genuine, in the way that is authentic. And you will know because you will feel it. Your heart center expands. You might be moved to tears. You might feel joy. Like there's just any number of ways that it shows up. But the point is, it's like in a truly genuine, authentic way, when you live your life from that frequency, the universe can't help but give it right back to you. And so I bring all of this up because this is how we begin to access that. You have to be willing to peel back these layers that cloud that keep your vibration low. And it's the stories that keep your vibration low. It's the stories that keep you stuck. It's the stories that keep you in victim. Things happen, but they're part of your story so that you can then in turn turn around and use your story to help someone else. That's the point of the experience. I know it sucks. I know it's painful. I know it can feel like nonsense and garbage, and you might even say, why me? That's part of the journey, and I can't tell you the answer to why me. We'll figure that out when we get to the end of the journey. So first of all, you have to do some of the work. You got to begin to be willing. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to engage with it. Once you're willing to engage with it, the next piece will show up and the next piece will show up, and you will begin to peel back the layers on the parts that are low vibe and still hurt and are still sticky and you still don't want to talk about. And that's okay. You don't got to talk about it with me, but you have to be willing to do it. And when we open our energy to be willing to do it, someone will show up and you will know. The second thing is keeping this channel clear. I heard once, the five people in life that you spend the most time with can tell you a lot. So if you spend a lot of time with a lot of people who inspire you to move up, to elevate, then you will do that. If you spend a lot of time with people who sit down here, you will also do that. So protect your energy, folks. As much as you would protect your house, protect your energy and guard it in terms of who comes in. It can be as simple as setting an intention, right? That is not coming here today. It is often that I say clear, cancel, and release, as in no, not here, not today. Discernment. Once you start to deal with the wounds and watch your energy and protect your energy as much as you would your house, the discernment becomes easier because you will feel it. You will begin to notice things. You will begin to, people like to call them coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences. I call them synchronicities, check marks, nods, thumbs up from the divine saying, yes, you're on the right track. And they come in so many different ways. So the number of ways that the divine speaks to us is numerous. You know, sometimes when you're like, that's interesting. I wonder if, okay, that would be something I would do. Like, oh, I just noticed that those numbers, 1111, is that? Yes, it is. Oh, I just saw a butterfly in like the most oddest place. Is that? Yes. You know, all those things, the things that catch your attention are the nods from the universe. So all of this to say, when you are very intentional about this space and you begin to engage with the work in a way of prepping the vessel to receive, it will come. But it requires your acknowledgement, it requires your willingness, and it requires your receptivity. And once we can begin to sit in that energy, then you are beginning to prepare the vessel to receive. Until next time, please take care of yourselves.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.